Hey, sweetie. Have you finished your list of chores already? Wow, you really are much faster than you used to be. I guess me training you is starting to pay off. The threat of consequences does wonders for your work ethic, don't you think? So, you did everything on the list, huh? Cleaned my car inside and out? Did my laundry? Clean the bathroom and the kitchen. And you didn't slack? You worked hard to please me? Good boy. Well, why don't you come over here and give me a foot massage? I really feel like a bit of pampering. Fetch the massage oil. You know the one I like. Yes, the lavender and peppermint one. Hurry up. You know I don't like you to keep me waiting. No, you can take my socks off for me, I think, baby. I just fancy relaxing here on the couch. Don't feel like bending down, so you can do it for me. My feet might smell a little bit, sweetie. I've been at the gym this afternoon. But I'm sure you don't mind. Anything to be too close to the love of your life, huh? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. That's nice. Just what I wanted. Make it a little bit harder. Oh, yeah. That's it. Sometimes I don't know how you put up with me. I can be such a bitch to you. Oh, that's very sweet, baby. You don't need to pretend. I know I can be a bitch. I'm not even ashamed of it. I mean, don't get me wrong. To most people, I'm absolutely lovely. The sweet, innocent girl everyone likes to be around. Always there to help out a friend in need. But with you, there's something about your total love and devotion to me that just brings out my mean side. For example, right now, you're on your knees, rubbing my feet and doing a really good job. It feels fantastic, especially after a hard workout. But looking down at you in that position, all submissive, sweet and adoring, but also vulnerable and kind of pathetic. Oh, it gives me all kinds of thoughts about how I could be so cruel to you. How I could hurt you physically and emotionally. How I could make you suffer. And you'd put up with it, wouldn't you? You'd just look at me with those sad puppy dog eyes and take it. You'd take whatever I choose to give you because you love me so goddamn much. It really makes me feel powerful, you know? Having someone love you so much that you can do whatever you like and they will still worship the ground you walk on. It's bliss, I can tell you. Oh, by the way, I bumped into that guy at the gym again. You know the one. The guy I've been on a few dates with. Oh, sweetie, I know you don't like me talking about him, but who cares? I want you to hear about it anyway. And what I want, I get. Anyway, I told you how hot he is. Tall, muscular, with the most intense and beautiful eyes. And God, when he smiles at me, I get butterflies in my stomach. I'm not kidding. Hey, don't slack. I want more pressure on the heel. That's better. Anyway, we've been out on a couple of dates, but I've been playing things cool. We've made out a bit, but nothing more than that. But I think that's going to change tonight. You're not going to like this, but I've invited him here tonight. I know you're upset, but I did not give you permission to stop massaging my feet. Stop again without permission and you will regret it. Understand? Good. No, you can't leave and go somewhere else. I know you don't want to meet him. I know you hate the idea of seeing us together, but I don't care. I told him that we'll have a nice romantic dinner together, and I sure as hell am not cooking. Why don't you rustle up that delicious risotto you do so well? And why don't you run out and get us a nice bottle of wine, too? Yes, I think this will be perfect. A romantic dinner for two. I want candles, soft, soothing background music, and an attentive waiter there to cater to any little request we might have. That's where you come in, sweetie. You didn't think I'd leave you out, did you? I must say, I kind of like the idea of you having to cater to his requests. The guy who's seducing the love of your life, and he'll be there topping up his wine glass, fetching him water, anything he wants, really. God, I can't wait to see you in that submissive position to another man. It'll be so humbling for you. Oh, sweetie, don't worry, it will be okay. I mean, it's going to be totally humiliating, obviously, but it still will be kind of okay, I guess. Think about it this way. It will make me so happy. And that's what you want, right? To make me happy? Good. Oh, I've told him all about you and our unique relationship. He's pretty intrigued, actually. I think it gives him a bit of a thrill to be seeing another guy's girlfriend. Kind of like an ego thing, I guess. I have assured him that even though you'll be hurting on the inside, you'll be very compliant with what we want. So I want no complaining, just jumping and carrying out our orders. It's going to be really important that you make him feel completely at home. You know what these strong, sexy, confident guys are like? They like to feel like they are the alpha male. It's something kind of primal, I guess. He needs to know you're not a threat. I mean, you and I both know you can't compete with him. But I want you to make it obvious. So when you open the door, make sure you welcome him into our home. Take his coat for him. Take his drinks order. Make sure he knows he can sit wherever he likes. And tell him that if there's anything he wants, anything at all he has to do is tell you, and you'll hop to it. Really emphasize how important it is to you that he is comfortable and has a great time. I don't mind how ego-shredding it is for you. I want him to know that he's the man of the house and you're the servant. Got it? Good. And once we finish with dinner, we're not going to want to tidy up. I think by that point, we'll have other things on our mind, if you know what I mean. So I will take him upstairs to the bedroom and you will just be down here cleaning up after us. God, that's really gonna hurt, isn't it? Hearing us upstairs together, the headboard banging our soft moans, me screaming his name with uncontrollable lust, while you're scrubbing away at dishes like a good, obedient cuckold. And you better be quiet. We do not want to be distracted by the sound of you tidying up while we're fucking. Oh, don't be such a prude, sweetie. That's what we're going to be doing. He's going to be fucking your girlfriend. And obviously, you'll be sleeping on the couch tonight. That way, you'll be right next to the kitchen so you can prepare us breakfast in bed in the morning. I know, it just keeps getting worse, doesn't it? I'll send you a text when we're ready for breakfast, and you can come and take our order. Aw, you're worried about seeing me in his arms? Yeah, I can imagine that you won't like that one little bit. Quite the heartbreak I'd have tonight. Well, that's just tough. If I haven't already made it clear, perfectly clear, what you want just doesn't matter. Whatever he wants tomorrow morning, you will make. If he wants freshly picked strawberry, then you will be going outside to pick him some fresh strawberries. Anyway, spend another 10 minutes on my foot massage, and then you can go start getting dinner ready. He'll be here around 7, and I cannot wait. So, sweetie, still think I'm not a bitch? Oh, you're so sweet. Go on, tell me how much you love me.